I getting my music this time?
Nope. In
what
post.
The fuck,
in
Dan?
Post.
What
in
the
post.
Fuck?
Uh-oh.
That sounded like an angry salad.
I can't.
That was an angry salad.
I can play the one that
I'm
sounds
home and eat
awful
lettuce.
If you want.
I'm going to eat this lettuce so hard.
I'm going to break the fork.
Yeah. Hard crouton.
Get out of here, Rich.
Steph, what do we got?
So the next beer we'll be tasting on the show is Criff Harvey.
Criff, I thought you said
I hate
Kirk.
Cherry tomatoes so much.
Mangoing with him?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that an adjective?
Apparently it is now. No, it's
also
a verb.
You know, also a verb.
Mangoing.
Or, yeah. Or, poke mangoing.
Oh, come on.
I experienced people doing this Pokemon thing for the first time ever. We were Kent, Seattle. We were going to a brewery called Airways Brewing because they had the nose of a 747 in their tap room. So, of course, Rich wanted to go. And we went, that was the tap room. And then we went to the bistro to have dinner because they had a pizza that had vegetarian sausage on it. And I actually witnessed people in the little shopping area there Pokemoning. Is that what you call it?
Pokemangoing.
Well, I know that's not it.
Well, let's see what Pokemon are available around here.
Wait, you have this?
I have a six-year-old. I play it.
Yeah. I don't have a six-year-old, and I play it.
I don't play it.
Oh, there's a Pidgey, because that's all there is ever.
You really have that on your phone?
Was that?
You have that on your
phone? He's doing it right now.
He's capturing Pokemon as we speak.
Oh, he's a 203. All right.
That's actually a big one. You want to...
He's going to break free, probably.
I think what terrifies me more is that Chad knows exactly what this is and does this.
Chad's like, I got that.
Oh, he didn't break free. I got him.
You didn't need a raspberry.
No.
He didn't need a raspberry.
I had a 407 Tauros the other day.
That
needed a raspberry and a great ball.
I don't know what that means. Pokemon.
What level are you?
13. Almost 14. I'm right there. Okay. I haven't battled at all. I just collect them.
I'm on the cusp of 9.
Ah.
Just shade.
Are you shade. Cleric or
what level
paladin?
Do you I'm sorry?
What level is Scotty?
Well, we share it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Do you have a smartphone now?
I do.
Yeah.
Did you
this
not?
Is funny.
Just got a smartphone. This
I love
awesome.
That Steph brought this up.
Yeah.
Within the past 2 weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
The old one was collected by the Smithsonian.
You got a smartphone. Yes. You got a smartphone 2 weeks ago, and you're already playing Pokemon Go.
That's essentially why I bought it.
I'm not surprised.
Wow. Wow. It's so weird. I was sitting in a park in Philly last weekend. And there was literally like 6 people standing around in the middle of this park, all like looking at their phones. They were all obviously playing this Pokemango. And
keep pushing that.
They're playing Pokemon Go, and which is Asian for Pokemango. And
oh my god!
So they were all like,
"Listen here, Trump.
We're gonna build a wall. We're gonna build a wall, and the Pokemon are gonna pay for it. They're taking our jobs.
And if they cross the wall, we'll shoot them.
If I see one more Charizard, get the jobs from good, decent, hardworking Americans. They're all playing Pokemon Go.
This might be the best outtake ever.
In a public space." All interacting with each other,
yeah,
but completely ignoring the actual physical existence of each other. It was really, really surreal and bizarre.
The day it launched, I downloaded it, and I was walking with some friends to a pizza place. We all had it out. We were like, oh, cool, hey, there's something there.
We all had it out.
And we're leaving the pizza place. We're like, oh, hey, there's a squirrel. One dude's like, no, squirrel's down over there. Like, it makes friends.
That's bullshit.
No, it makes air quotes friends.
It makes, in the moment, it makes human interaction more possible. Because these are people I would not have talked to had it not been for this game.
Are you kidding me right now?
I got to say, I have never walked around my town with my son. Why? Why would we walk around?
Yeah.
Why would we use our feet and walk?
Well, we have cars.
The 6 blocks that surround our house. We would never do that. We would never do that. But my son and I took a walk.
If I didn't have to have a job, I wouldn't even leave my house.
I told you, I'm 700 pounds. I mean, seriously, it's a huge endeavor.
Yeah.
But we literally, my son and I spent hours walking around our town. When else would we do that? It was awesome.
It's an interesting phenomenon. And I think it's going to usher in this, like, because, like, these augmented reality apps and games have been, like, kind of a thing. Like, the technology has existed for a while, but nothing's really caught on. This is the first one that's really become, like, a thing.
7 million downloads in the first week in the U.S. alone.
So, Hey,
they're doing something right.
You had to get the Pokemon Go tangent out of the way at some point.
Oh, of course. It had to happen.
This was perfect. Happen. You can't not bring it up.
Wow.
I'm surprised it took this long.
I know. Steph, right? Was so angry when I mentioned the human interaction, though. All it took was cartoon monsters to make me interact with people.
Here's the thing, though. He's not technically wrong.
Seriously.
But it's also really sad.
If I'm in Rittenhouse Park and I'm sitting there and I have my headphones on, I'm not going to pay attention to
anybody
else.
You were one of those people.
I wasn't there. No, I've never actually gone in Rittenhouse for Pokemon. But if I'm sitting with my phone out and it's clear somebody over there.
Just wait Monday when you're at work, look out the window.
It's clear that if somebody else is over there, we both have our phones out. We're doing the same exact motion on our phones.
Looking at porn?
We're doing the same thing. We're in public.
We're in public doing the same thing.
Yeah.
He's not looking to be arrested.
But it's like, oh, hey, like, it's like a subtle nod. It's like, oh, you're a Pokemon goer. There you go, yeah.
Here's Squirtle, swipe left or right?
Right, absolutely. Squirtle is goddamn sexy.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
Sounds like a bad morning.
Yeah. Bad things.
Yeah. Or a good evening, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah. I woke up, I had the Squirtles.
I'm not going to be in today. I got a bad case of Squirtles.
Yep.
Next time I call out of work, I'll say that.
That should be a commercial for the game. Some dude go, I got a bad case of the Squirtles, and he pulls out his phone. Yeah.
There you go, Niantic.
I think I'm going to go right to left this time.
Oh, front to back.
Yes.
Put a curveball on it.
Can I just point out we haven't even had the Russian yet?
We haven't.
In fact, I think maybe we should set this aside and at least taste the Russian.
Yeah.
Before things get too crazy.